Now you're in the world.
From London with love, it's Michelle Monro with another Matt Monro classic on the midweek drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, the jingle is back, Mr. Computer is back, all's well with the world, isn't that right, Michelle Monro?
That's okay, Alex, thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, delighted. How does tickety-boo and sorting life's challenges and all the rest of the bits and pieces out? And it's nice to see that, once again, you reminded the fans of mattmonro.com, of course, that you know, this is a crucial part of the week, really, the midweek drive, which is, as we were saying earlier, that our professor of, is it computing? Is it official title, Joy? David Copham?
Yes, he's the professor of computing, and they call themselves SOCs. It's the School of Computing. So
School of Computing.
SOCs.
No, surely that should be SCO.
What's Garth,
oh, I don't know.
Anyway, David is very keen to just mention that. So.
Well, I've had a very exciting week.
And Michelle, I've never known you not have a very exciting week, but it gets even better.
All the listeners on Siren 107.3 FM will have noted that there's a new advert in town on the TV across every channel.
Yes.
And whose dulcet tones can be heard over the Siemens kitchen adverts but one Matt Monro singing This Is The Life.
And that's what the whole career was for, you see. Back
that
to Cameron, from your point of view of celebrity endorsement, Matt Monro.
I haven't finished on it.
Oh.
Because of it, and because the campaign is for 1 year, EMI are releasing This Is Your Life as a single download, which means we could have Matt in the charts with a hit upon us very soon.
That's cool.
Isn't that exciting?
It just continues the magical routine now.
And I'm going to be my choice next week, so there we go.
This is just one slow note. Now, Cameron, we were talking earlier about Matt Monro, and it's fair to say that you were highly impressed as a young boy DJ in Canada.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I mean,
you thought he was American.
Yeah, I had no clue because I grew up 45 minutes from the border. Everybody's American,
even the Chinese.
And it just, whenever I heard his voice, it just, I mean, it automatically tied in with the mob, you know. And it was, oh, can we say that?
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. You know, the organization, the family, that kind of stuff. But you know, you always had visions when you heard a Matt Monro song. It was always ragtop caddy and cruising along the Jersey Shore, not with Snooki. That's not a bad, but you know, you always had just those, you know, Matt Monro cranked right up, and man, that was the best. That was cool.
I just think that's isn't that wonderful image of the North American experience of Matt Monro.
It really is
cruising along. I like that.
Precisely.
There's a wonderful program called Top Gear, and of course the presenter, Jeremy Clarkson, actually had a segment while he was driving through Italy and going into a tunnel. He said, "All I need now is Matt Monro," and as he came into the tunnel, you could hear on days like these.
Yeah,
genius.
So, you know, you cruise along all over the world.
It's just a classic. As we said, Nicole, and she was a bit confused when we were talking about the pre-warm-up to the show. Nicole, you thought you can only listen to the show if you're driving. No, it's the perfect program to be hearing whilst you're steering. Yeah.
Cruising.
Very good.
Cruising, baby.
Well. Oh, fantastic.
Hang loose, mother goose.
Another quote which I think just goes straight into the hang loose, mother goose. In fact, I might put that on my office door. Obviously, not biased against any children's nursery rhymes. Other animals and beasts are available, quite clearly. Shall we move into what I thought was a very piquant Matt Monro number? Because it's one of those things where there are moments in one's life where you think, yeah, all right, fair enough, nobody's turned up. I just have to move on and do it without anybody, and we'll just progress from that. So we have to focus on this side of things. And there's that whole notion we think, oh, you just, it's like, just go with it. Share with us, Michelle, why have we gone for this choice this week?
Well, my choice tonight is from the forthcoming new release on February the 7th, which, incidentally, is Dad's anniversary as well. The 4-CD set titled Words and Music contains one of my father's most sought-after albums, Matt Monro Sings Hoagy Carmichael, which was released in 1962 and hasn't been issued as a standalone CD before now. Now, the album made a big impression with both Hoagy Carmichael and a particularly famous singer who made this comment. "I always liked this song very much. I think Matt gives the best possible demonstration of how this song should sound. This is not the easiest song in the world either, and you notice the range. He gets right down there to a note towards the end, which is not in my territory. I couldn't get up there. I'd get a nosebleed. That record is one of the most beautiful records I've ever heard. That famous singer with the quote was Bing Crosby. And the song, I Get Along Without You, very well.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. But I get along without you.
And we'll scoot over straight away to our Dutch correspondent, Nicole Heinz. Nicole, as you said, it wasn't whether you're being Nicole or whether you're being Dutch, but you hadn't heard of Matt Monro, and the response now, having heard Matt, is...
It's very good. He has a beautiful voice.
So do you think you'll be sort of spreading the word of Matt Monro in Holland?
I will, but I think there will be a lot of Dutch people who do know Matt Monro. But it's just me being me.
Last week we were shocked to find that in Sweden, very few people knew Matt at all. We had Sofia Tolvik from Stockholm, and she was equally blown away. She,
really?
It was astounding. Michelle, didn't
Holland,
Matt...
Yes, he did. He was did quite a few things over there. He had quite a few TV specials over on Dutch TV.
Mm. Michelle, can I ask you, why is this fascination with Matt? Because it's almost anybody that I hear... That's just discovering Matt for the first time. They hear him, and it's like this light switch goes off, and it's boom. It's not an instant, or it's not a thing where they kind of, yeah, I like that, and then they grow to like it. It's instant.
I think because in those days, in the 60s, you had a wonderful stable of artists coming out. Everybody had a great talent, you know, whether it was Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, Matt Monro, whoever your favorite was. The music hasn't dated. All of those tracks are classics today. And the voices, and in my father's case, he had the most beautiful diction and breath control, which made his voice rather special. And I think people hear that. And you get people like Robbie Williams and the like who reinvent the music. And then people look back to where that came from. They discover the likes of my dad and, you know, the love affair starts. And we have fans as young as 14, 15 years old.
Good grief. Amazing.
It's fantastic.
But it's good. Now, without any pressure, but the next jingle might just identify whom you're going to go to as far as the team is concerned today.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Natalie Smith. The go-to girl for web design.
But can she read a book? That's the big question, isn't it?
Have you read a book? Natalie!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Happy New Year!
Oh yeah, you too!
Have we actually advanced?
I have Ooh. Advanced. I've got all the way to, I think it's the chapter, Meet Matt Monro, where
yes.
He's got his own show.
Oh right, the singer, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been reading about loads of things, good things that have happened. Like all the shows, like Lunchbox, and Working with EMI, and
yeah.
George Martin.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And but then I've also found out things like Bertie Green.
Yes.
Who was a horrible person.
He was.
And
why was he a horrible person?
He was horrible.
Why was Bertie Green a nasty man?
He made Matt sign a 5-year contract. Mm. But didn't give him any work, is that right?
Yeah.
And it cost £3,000 for him to get himself out of that
Which
contract.
Which is a lot of money in those days.
Yeah, like even now I'm thinking that's a lot.
Well, what you've got to understand is that he'd signed with EMI and was on the verge of bringing out Portrait of My Love, which of course they couldn't predict would be the huge hit it was, mm-hmm. but of course, you know, he needed to get out of that contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there are a lot of sharks in the business, you know.
Yeah,
Cameron,
there's
take
lots
note.
Of them.
And there still are.
Yeah, there are so many people, and especially in those days, just that got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that Bertie Green owned a club in London, a very famous club called the Astor. And so he used to have his acts sing in his club, and he would, like, commit them to signing with him, and he wouldn't give them any extra work than they had already been getting as an agency. And, of course, they were paying more for services as a manager.
Mm-hmm. Outrageous. But the great news is, Michelle, and in case you're wondering, yes, I'll be putting yours in the post. I can formally hand over, because as I said to Joy at the start of the year, there's only very special people who actually get hold of one of these particular babies. I'm going to hand this over to Cameron and to present Natalie with her official Siren 107.3 FM calendar.
Should I get her to sign?
Sign it for herself. Really? To Natalie. Really? Best wishes, Natalie. Really? I know she's got an ego, but that could be pushing it a bit too far.
Miss June.
Oh my God.
So there we are. Celebrate and rejoice. As the Logan goes.
There you are, you're either,
I'm not sure. You're either holding a gun in that picture, like a squirt gun or something.
Would you like to describe for Michelle's benefit what you're looking at, Natalie? And the listener, of course.
Right. I'm looking at June on the calendar.
Bursting all over?
Pardon?
It is bursting out all over. It's a nice cultural reference, but Natalie's probably too young to actually get that.
Sorry.
Go on, then.
Yeah, and there's pictures of me which nobody should have to look at. And
I disagree. I mean, Cameron was very taken. Yeah. He insisted on having to get a calendar.
There's that, but the pose is either holding, you know, recreating the James Bond thing, or it's the same pose that the doctor gives when he says bend over and cough.
I was looking at a combination of both, to be fair.
I am still waiting for my calendar.
It will be, I will, hopefully, Royal Mail being what it is, the postal services are.
Well, I would rather like to get it while the year is still coming. Calendars being what they are.
It'll be so true. Natalie, would you like to ask those last two questions to Michelle Munro, please?
Oh, yes. Have you had an interesting chat with us this evening?
Yeah, lovely full house tonight.
Yeah. Will you be joining us next week?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Possibly, yes, I think I'll treat everybody to what is the new advert.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Refresh everybody's memories, mm-hmm. I think.
Quite right, too.
Well, I wish everybody a good week.
You do.
As always, Michelle Munro, we salute you. MattMunro.com, in case you want to actually go to find out more wonderful information. Coming up next, our actress extraordinaire Fiona Curzon and top voiceover artiste. And then, of course, 6:30, we go live to New York with, of course, Peter Franklin, the Gabby Cabby, talking about what a very strange man did with a dozen packs of smoked salmon in his underpants.